In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. This is the Eve of Theophany, and we always sing this marvelous troparion on that day. The River Jordan was once turned back by the mantle of Elisha, when Elijah had been taken up, and the waters were divided hither and thither. And for him the watery path became dry, verily as a type of baptism, whereby we cross the flowing stream of life. Christ hath appeared in the Jordan to sanctify the waters. This is why our Lord chose to be baptized, to sanctify the waters, to make the waters capable of transmitting to us the grace to become sons of God, to become perfected, to be filled with the Trinity, to be Christ and man at the same time. Man is not human without Christ being in him. That is the teaching of our church. Now, sometimes I have taught that, and I have seen people on the internet, for instance, recoil against that as something strange. It is something strange that God would live in man, and that we are not fully who we are meant to be without God living within us. Baptism prepares us for that to happen. Now, all of us are vessels of the Holy Spirit, but we're imperfect vessels of the Holy Spirit. And so we are not yet fully human. Oh yes, biologically we're human, but not yet according to the vision of God. And by the way, the incarnation, according to the fathers, would have occurred even without the fall. In God's primordial mind, He created us in order for us to be vessels of Him, in order for us to be filled with Him. And the only way to accomplish that would be for Him to become like us, so that He could make us like Him. So the incarnation would have occurred even without the fall. Of course, God knew all things and the fall would occur, so it's a kind of a hypothetical question. But nonetheless, it illustrates how important it is to understand that Christianity is us becoming filled with God. And baptism allows that to occur. Baptism makes it possible for that to occur. He has appeared in the Jordan to sanctify the waters. Baptism is such an important mystery that it has an enormous amount of types throughout Old Testament. Of course, there's the River Jordan being turned back by the mantle of Elisha. And there's also, of course, the crossing of the Red Sea. There's when Moses would strike the waters and they became sweet. Of course, that's also a type of the cross. There's many other types of baptism. Really, all of the washings that occurred in the Old Testament, all those intricate washings in the law, were a type of baptism. Because with baptism, we are made capable of becoming fully alive, fully human. Now, I just read something recently, in fact, yesterday, that brought this point home really remarkably. St. Gregory Palamas, who is being quoted by Metropolitan Heraclius, who writes just marvelous, intricate, heavily theological and pastoral things. He was being quoted by him in a book. And St. Gregory basically says that the appearance of the Holy Trinity at baptism is in order to show that our destiny, our purpose, is to be filled with God. So the baptism makes it possible for us to be filled with God, and then God shows Himself in the Father saying, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased," and the Holy Spirit as a dove being seen by John coming down. We are a tripartite type of being. All other beings are not like that. God is like that, and we are like that. Those are the only ones. God, of course, is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Trinity of persons in unity. We have will, we have the spirit of life, and we have knowledge of God. Now, the angels, they have will or intelligence and knowledge of God, but they don't have that spirit of life that we have, because they are immaterial beings. Animals, they don't have the knowledge of God, nor do they have that will. They have a spirit, but not the spirit. Excuse me, they have will, but they don't have the spirit of God in them as we do. So animals are one part. Angels are two part. We are three part. And God is three part. And so the Holy Trinity manifested himself in baptism because the purpose of life is to be filled with God. And baptism makes that possible. And that's why the Trinity appeared, and why we call the baptism of Christ, we actually call theophany. That word does not mean baptism. That basically means manifesting or shining forth of God. And epiphany, another word, just means shining forth. We always call this feast theophany because it is the appearance of God showing that he will appear in us because of baptism. This is really remarkable. This is what we should live for. We are very poor when we think of God in terms of rewarding or punishing based upon our actions. Most people think of God that way, inside and outside of the church. God wants to live in us. He wants to make his abode in us. Baptism makes that possible. That's what we are celebrating today. And if there is anything that we can do in our lives to make our house larger, to make us more able to feel God, then we must do it. Truly, this is a wonderful and important feast. Without baptism, there would be no salvation. Without the incarnation, no salvation. Without the cross, no salvation. Without the resurrection, no salvation. Without the ascension, we would not fulfill our purpose, so there would be no salvation. And of course, without the giving of the Holy Spirit, there would be no salvation, because we would be lost. We wouldn't know how to find God. So all those things are necessary. So this is one piece of the tapestry, a very important piece, that God appeared and showed himself because our purpose is to be vessels for God. And baptism prepares us to be those vessels through the agency of regular old water. Amen.